a First Communion Mass to come and talk with the First Communicants a little more closely rather than meet up there at the ambo. So we got all of our First Communicants here, and we got a couple of them hanging out in the back. And we have this wonderful opportunity to be able to receive our Lord. Now, students, before I give you your First Communion, there's one last pop quiz to be able to answer. Pop quiz. And the neat thing about this pop quiz is that there's only one question. But you've got to be able to answer it before I can give you your First Communion. And so the question is this. Does God love you? What is it? Yes. Exactly. Good job. That is the question. And that is the thing that we need to keep in mind. God loves us. And that means a very special relationship with all of us. God loves us. He wants what's best for us. Now, I don't know if you noticed, when in the gospel, the last reading that we were just hearing, Jesus is talking about how we are to love God, listen to his word, and that it says, and the Father and I will dwell with you. That means God and Jesus, we're going to we're going to move in. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to be living together. We're going to stay up all night swapping Maddie stories in the morning. We're making waffles. No, but this is what you are going to say. But anyway, the part about us growing together, that's real. God wants to be with us. Now, students, a lot of you, I'm sure, at times had either of you probably had friends come over to your house, or you've probably been over to some friends' houses, right? Am I right? Yep. All right, cool. Close enough. So, when we are able to do those things, we're able to be with friends, and we're able to have any sometimes it's relatives, maybe it's cousins, or different friends that we have, we're able to come over. When you can have good times when you thought you had some fun with your friends, right? You have them over, and you have them, and you're able to play games, right? You're able to maybe do some different things, play outside, do different things, play some video games, play different things. You have friends too. Okay, so we're able to do all those different things with our friends, right? Be able to be close with them. And even, I won't tell your parents, but maybe sometimes you stay up overnight, and maybe stay up later, and your parents tell you to go to sleep, and you swap stories and that sort of thing, right? So you have all that fun, you have all that great time, and in some other way, God wants to dwell with us. He wants to be our best friend. He wants to be with us, being able to have that time together. Maybe even stay up late, swapping stories, talking to him. It's called prayer. And be able to have that time together. And the thing about whenever you have, is there anything that your parents ever ask you to do when you're going to have guests over? I remember this from my parents, when you have guests over. My parents would always tell us to do something. Anybody can do anything that your parents won't tell you to do when it's time to get, yeah?
Clean my room.
Clean my room, exactly. Yeah? Just go aside, upside down, offside. On deck, I get everything ready, yeah?
Clean my room.
Clean my room, yeah. So there's some things, but the whole point is there's things to get ready, right? When you have guests over, you need to get stuff ready. Somebody's going to clean up everything. Somebody's going to make some food. That's a lot of times when we have guests over, I remember having doing different things, getting food ready, or cleaning up stuff, to do all this preparation and things. Well, guess what? We need to sometimes do some extra getting ready for these house guests as well that I'm talking about here. When God and Jesus dwell within us, we need to get ourselves ready, right? We need to get ourselves ready. And so, can you think of ways, how do we want to get ready for God to come into our lives? What are some ways to get ready? Yeah. Go to confession, yeah. We want to confess our sins, we want to get ourselves ready for that. Any other things you can think of? How do we get ready for Jesus to come into our lives? Clean clothes, yeah, we want to be able to look our best, yep. Getting baptized, yeah, we have the different sacraments. Having clean clothes can be symbolic too of getting ourselves ready in different ways, receiving those sacraments. Yeah, well, and a lot of that is, yeah, going to confession, doing those different things, when you receive your first confession, that helped get you ready for this day. Because on a very special way today, you guys are going to receive Jesus for the first time. He's going to dwell within you. You ever thought about that? It's like this is a very special day in which Jesus is going to be inside of us. He's going to be a part of us. I don't think about that. That's kind of neat. When we receive communion, we're all like walking around like human tabernacles. We're like, you know, up there above the altar. We are like human tabernacles. We have Jesus within us. And so that means we need to behave a certain way, doesn't it? In order to be able to get ourselves ready. And I call us to be a little bit better people, right? Now, I've had a younger sister, so I know how hard it is sometimes to get along with the younger siblings. But, wow, maybe it means we call to be nicer to our younger siblings. Maybe it means being nicer to our friends, listening to our parents, being a better people. There's different ways in which we can be those good house guests, right? So imagine if you kind of came over to someone's house and all the orders, they weren't paying attention to you. They never talked to you. They never did this or, you know, they were like, oh, I wasn't, I'm going to go do this thing, do this. There's pot in the fridge. But, you know, find something pretty good for yourself to do. If we were at a house where they weren't very welcoming, we wouldn't have much fun, would we? No, your guests probably wouldn't have much fun if you weren't welcoming to them. Well, Jesus wants us to be welcoming. That means getting ourselves ready. That means being attentive when we have that guest. And so, all the more, we're called to get ready for this special day. And go back to that first question that I asked you. Does Jesus love you? Just call it out.
Yes.
Yes. I can't wait to hear what everyone said.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, close enough. And do you love Jesus back?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. And that's exactly the kind of thing that God wants. Let's get ready. Let's continue to celebrate. Be ready for that, for this special day.